Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you again for beginning your day with me today and moving forward in a positive way. I would like to share with you a wonderful letter that was shared by Dr. Ernest Holmes in relationship to this time of the year. It's something that he wrote for the publication of the Science of Mind magazine back in 1947. First, he quotes Isaiah 9:6 from the Old Testament, a definition of the unfoldment of the Christ within, the birth of it in our own experience, the light that does light understanding if we let go and let it happen. For years, I have been teaching people that if your understanding is not serving you well, then what you need to understand is you may not understand what you think you understand. Our challenge is not just to know about it, but to let the things that we say we know look out of our eyes and think our thoughts. From Isaiah 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Dr. Holmes quoted this in relationship to the awakening of the possibility of self manifesting as a new life experience. Here are his words. "Today we celebrate the incarnation of the Spirit in the one whose words and works come to us as a direct revelation of the divine reality in which we all live, move, and have our being. We, too, are some part of this sonship so beautifully exemplified in Jesus, a sonship which may blossom in our own experience as we unite our consciousness with his love, in reverence and in sweet simplicity of communion with the overdwelling and indwelling God. As there is but one Father, so there is but one Son, and the Father is forever changeless, the Son is forever growing and expanding. But since there is but one Son, it is impossible to express this sonship within ourselves without sharing it with others. It is impossible for us to recognize God at the center of our own being without realizing the same divine presence in and through all people. Our song should ever be unto all who dwells in and through all people. Our song should ever be unto all who dwell in and through everything, as we consciously meditate upon this indwelling present, recognizing it, accepting it, and embodying its essence, we are reborn and our outward experience changes to meet and reflect this inner reflection." And then Dr. Holmes gave us this meditation, this affirmation. As we move into this Christmas celebration, listen to these words and let your heart embrace them. "Today, realizing the meaning of divine sonship, I consciously accept everything that implies divine wisdom to guide, divine love to guard, divine law to fulfill. I surrender every doubt and uncertainty, every fear of want or lack or limitation, every belief in pain or anguish, and every memory of discord into the infinite harmony, knowing that my life is given back to me, bettered and ennobled. Today I earnestly seek to find the same presence in others, thanking God for love, friendship, and for communion of mind with mind, for fellowship of all and the love of humanity." What a beautiful idea this is unfolding as you, as me. You see, my friends, when we let go and let the beautiful happen in us as us, we discover that we are awakening to our own wholeness, which is what the celebration of Christmas is all about. In Ephesians 5:14, it affirms, "Awaken thou that sleepeth, and Christ shall give thee light. The Christos is the awareness of oneness. The Christ, the awareness of oneness. The Buddha consciousness is the practicing of that presence. I had the privilege of knowing and spending the day with astronaut Edgar Mitchell. It was a wonderful day, and to have the opportunity to meet someone and get to know someone who walked on the moon was a very special day and a very special time. And he is a very special person. He said to me and to others who were there that as he looked out of his portal on the earth as he was moving toward the moon, he said these words, "Behold, the blue planet steeped in its dream." My friends, we are all in the process of freeing ourselves from the dream of yesterday into the possibility of tomorrow. A lot of times people will look at what's happening to them and say to themselves, this is only an illusion. Dr. Ernest Holmes pointed out that the only illusion there is the idea that something cannot change for the better. The only illusion there is thinking that if you change your mind, your world will not change. Well, my friends, it will. Change your thinking, change your life. You see, if we are asleep to the reality of our true self, we will stay that way until we do what? Until we recognize that we are not and can never be separated from our source, that which created us out of ourself and fulfilled itself by means of us. A lot of people today agree that it is high time for us to awaken to our innate possibility of an improved and more abundant life, a happier world, one at which recognizes that everyone is on their right path because all paths will lead to the same thing, to the same place, the same awareness. This is what happens to us when we know and know we know the truth of ourselves is within ourselves, and what we're looking for, we're looking with. Right now, today, as we move into this celebration of the birth of the Christ within our own hearts and mind, we can open our eyes wide and see that God is the sustainer and the preserver of our life experience. Jesus was a clear consciousness in action. He was one who understood that the dreams that the human makes up, many times it's nothing more than a dream that defines itself as being apart from God. The awakening happens when we allow ourselves to know the sonship or the offspringship of God in action as us. This is the awakening to the Christ self within, no matter what religion you call yourself. You see, this Christ self, this awareness of oneness is a beautiful experience that happens when we move from duality thinking about oneness to oneness understanding duality. This freedom is one that allows us to affirm the Father and I are one, the principle of the universe and I are one, the love of the universe and I are one thing. This is true of me, of you, of everyone. No one has more power than anyone else, and my dear friends, you are greater than you think you are, always. What if in this coming year you allowed yourself every day to affirm the best of yourself in action and let go and let higher understanding manifest as your daily experience? One of the best ways I know to do this is to start your day every day with a spiritual mind treatment, affirmative prayer. One of the best places to do it is to allow yourself the experience of the Creative Thought magazine, which I have been writing for 34 years. This wonderful magazine is available to everyone. If you call our office at 656-9955, we can certainly tell you how to find and subscribe to this beautiful magazine. The Creative Thought magazine is one that allows you to affirm a positive experience in this thing called life and know that as you do, what you are doing is describing what is already true, not trying to make something happen or begging a God outside of you to do it to you. You see, the only way the world unfolds as a better experience is when we let go and let a higher ideal become our idea and then give birth to it as action. Bill Walsh, the coach of the San Francisco 49ers, the former coach, and we miss him, said these wonderful words: dedication without talent is a daydream. Talent without dedication is a nightmare. My friends, you have more talent than you think you have, and the challenge you and I and everyone has is to allow ourselves to discover happiness by discovering our own talent and then doing something about the discovery. Dedication. Dedication to what? Today is my opportunity to give the best of myself to that which is in front of me. Someone said once, in the West, people are overeducated. They know too much, and they sometimes get so clever they get in the way of their own good. They become technique worshipers, or as one of the great teachers once said, that unfortunately, people moving in our direction, many of them would rather be entertained than healed. See, all paths, again, lead to the same place. If your spiritual way is beneficial to you, then that is where you need to be. If your technique to get to understanding really gets you there, then be the understanding in action and stop trying to get there. You are there. What you're looking for, again, is what you're looking with. And the celebration of this experience becomes one that is a beautiful beyond description. With God, all things are possible. The new life experience waiting for you is greater than anything you've ever known. This joy refreshes your mind every day and gives a zest to life beyond anything you've ever known before. What is ready to unfold as you today, as you open up your gift of self at this Christmas time, and allow yourself to discover love beyond anything you've known before, joy greater than you've ever known before, patience and forgiveness. My friends, they're yours today, right now. My question this morning is, are you receptive to this loving presence within you? Are you receptive to celebrate it in such a way that it begins to manifest in your relationship with yourself and every person in your life? Today, you can be consciously aware that you can become consciously involved in creating goodwill, in creating peace. How? You do this by letting your faith in this wonderful, wondrous, magnificent power of God indwell not only you, but every idea you have about you. In the Science of Mind textbook on page 520, Dr. Ernest Holmes shares these words: the friendship of the spirit and of the human is mine now and forever. There's nothing in this universe that wants you to be afraid. There's nothing in this universe that wants you to be broke or unhappy or confused. There's a power within you that, if harnessed, becomes a recession-proof mind in action right now. Today, as Christmas arrives, remember, behind the gift is the giver, and behind the giver is God. As you give your gifts, celebrate the fact that right now, today, you can open your gift and see that God is, again, the sustainer and the preserver of everything, everywhere. When you know yourself as God knows you, then you will experience wholeness beyond anything you've known before. Dr. Holmes shared, our challenge is to move from the faith in God to the faith of God. Think about that today. Allow yourself to know that anything and everything you need to know to manifest a greater life in this thing called now is waiting for you to manifest in such a way that your cheerful heart begins to greet everything and everyone in your world. In Psalms 128:2, it says, happy shall thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Interesting. In the glossary of the Science of Mind textbook, Dr. Ernest Holmes, in defining happiness, says these words about happiness: happiness, a state of inner peace, a consciousness of the goodness of God, and the beneficent attitude of the universe, a realization of that joy can come to every person. Why? Because in truth, the joy of our unfoldment is the result of love unfolding. You and I are in the middle of a ever-incurring now, an ever-recurring now, an ever-unfolding now. Now is the only real time there is. We just celebrated Hanukkah, the celebration of light. A wonderful friend of mine, a wonderful rabbi, we were talking about the idea of Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom is it's an appropriate thing to affirm on Friday with the Jewish community. This wonderful rabbi, who was also a student of metaphysics, pointed out that when we truly understand what God is and celebrate it everywhere at once, then every day becomes Shabbat Shalom. Every moment becomes Shabbat Shalom. You see, it is God's time all the time.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. I would like to personally invite you to join us for a number of celebrations and programs we have planned this holiday season. Tonight, Wednesday, December 23rd at 7:30 p.m., we are hosting our annual candle lighting ceremony, which is a special prelude to Christmas. Please join us and our ministers and practitioners as we light candles and open our hearts to recognize the God qualities in each other and ourselves. Next Wednesday, December 30th at 7:30 p.m., Dr. J. Scott Neal will facilitate a special question and answer forum entitled In with the New. This is a unique opportunity to ask specific questions related to using spiritual principle to demonstrate our dreams in 2010. On Thursday, December 31st, all over the world, people are joining together for the World Peace Meditation, which we will be celebrating in Fremont at 4 a.m. For more than 20 years, we have united with millions of people in the consciousness of peace. This early morning event is powerful beyond words as we join in heart and mind with others from every corner of the globe. That's 4 a.m., yes, 4 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, December 31st. Our special holiday events are open to everyone, and there is no charge for admission. I truly hope to see you there. And now, back to the power of positive purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
It is time for us to be happy, to be joyous, to embrace, to share, to love, and to live, not just at Christmas time or Hanukkah time, but all the time. If we have been sad or downcast, it is the time for us to discover a new joy in living, to feel God's loving presence around us. There is no inharmony in God's life, but we have sought out many ways to deprive ourselves of the abundant good that this infinite power is always making available to us. Why? Because it is us. I bet you listening this morning can go back in your memory and can remember a very special, wonderful Christmas time, or maybe many. And as a result of probably your childhood, when someone made a special effort to create for you a happy and wonderful experience at Christmas, why not make a choice today to let this Christmas be your opportunity to create a Christmas that everybody around you will remember because you were part of it, because you were there. You see, God is in this instant, every instant. Therefore, now is the only time you and I have to enjoy God's good, so why not do it? Don't put it off. Accept the privilege of living this day wisely, harmoniously, lovingly. If there's anything or anyone in your world to forgive, do yourself a favor and forgive them for your sake. When you do this, you will find yourself freeing yourself into joy and peace, and you will discover that this joy and peace that you are letting happen as you have, it's always been there. It's nature in you as you is you. So this Christmas time, allow yourself to share this understanding with your loved ones. Share it with everyone you come in contact with. For those in San Francisco, the wonderful work at Glide Memorial is celebrating itself, and they do such a great and wonderful thing in San Francisco and for the Bay Area as an example of the giving of the best to the world around them. This Christmas, open up the gift of laughter. Know that as you do, it's bringing happiness and encouragement to each and everything that you do, to everyone you meet. Know that it is the manifestation of a gift that is fulfilling your constructive thought in such a way that you're beginning to understand that there is something wonderful happening right now, and it is you. Gratefully accept this blessing with a cheerful heart. Now, it's easy to do at Christmas time, at Hanukkah time, but challenge yourself to do it every day. Each day in every way, I'm getting better and better, said Kuei. Each day in every way is your opportunity to know that you can give thanks for that which is in your heart unfolding as your life experience. Wherever your mind goes, your world follows. In Revelation 21:6, and he said unto me, it is done. Contemplate the beautiful today, my friends, and affirm it is done within my heart and mind. It is done within my acceptance. As you do this, become aware of your growth, your possibility unfolding. Beware of your understanding happening as you move through your day after day experience, knowing that your work, the lessons you're learning, your play, your relationships, your home, your understanding, your giving, your receiving is centered in God, and be glad for this knowledge turning into wisdom. Be glad for this very truth to manifest in your life as love and light. Know that it is good enough to be true, and this self-existing one unfolding as you is the realization and the knowledge that God moves through all things by becoming all things. There's no exception. This self-existing power, this wonderful power, this self-existing being is the only source that is. God in you is who you are, in truth. And if you say I am and put something negative after it, you're lying to yourself. But if you believe the negative operating through law will become your experience, and then you'll prove the negative to yourself. But that's not your limit. No matter how long you've been thinking in a limited way, today you can let go and unlimit your mind and unlimit your life. Opportunity begins to show up. Love begins to happen in ways you've never known before. So right now, my dear friends, you have the opportunity to experience a new and greater awareness of life. You see, the spirit within you is the source of your ability. The spirit within you is the source of your talent. The spirit within you as you is the source of wisdom and strength and honor and glory and health. The world needs you to define yourself in a greater, happier, healthier way. The world needs you to do this because if you are just a little bit happier today than you were yesterday, the whole universe is a little bit happier. So allow yourself a new and greater awareness today. Allow yourself the celebration of self and give thanks for the blessing that you are. Give thanks for the divine guidance in your life as your life, the expression of God in you that establishes and maintains you in health and success. Give thanks for the knowledge of your part in an earthly divine plan. The plan that says it is done unto you as you believe, because, my dear friends, God does not know what's going to happen to you until you make up your mind. So what are you doing with that made-up mind you have? Are you thinking in terms of possibility or in terms of the limitation of yesterday? Our freedom unfolding is one of celebration beyond anything we've ever known before as we let go and know that it is our thinking that determines our future. Robert Browning said, I but open my eyes and perfection, no more and no less. In the kind I imagine, full fronts me, And God is seen, God, in the star, in the stone, in the flesh, in the soul, and the clod. What he's saying here is God is everywhere at once. Today, my friends, affirm the truth of yourself. Know today that you are made in the image and likeness of divine mind, that the unfoldment of your life is the celebration of the Christ being born in this world by means of you. Jesus is not returning, but the Christ can return to this thing called life, and it can do it by means of you. That's what it's all about. There's one life, it's God. It is our life. So turn to that one power within you today as you move into this Christmas season. Seek and know today that you are one with infinite life, infinite possibility. Keep your thoughts positive and constructive and assure yourself of a beautiful experience in this thing called life at this wonderful Christmas time.
This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blake Owl Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blake Owl and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM. Thank you.